Welcome to the update of True Crime Podcast. So after putting out the True Crime Podcast about the woman, Denise, who was found in Soho, I just got an update. It said the man suspect of beating and strangling in Queens Mom inside a Soho hotel was caught in a surveillance footage fleeing the gory scene in a woman's distant Lagos, according to the police. A pair of blood-splattered men pants was found alongside Denise's body, which was discovered by a maid on the floor of a room at Soho 54 Hotel in Lower Manhattan at 10:30 a.m. on February 8. Denise was lying beneath a blanket and next to a broken iron. The 38-year-old mother of two had checked into the hotel at 2:14 p.m. the day before, police said. We have video of the woman arriving at the location wearing a distinct pair of leggings, and later on we have a male leaving the hotel wearing the same leggings ever. And we also have a pair of male pants in the hotel room. There was blood all over the pants, New York Police Detective Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney said Thursday. When asked by the Post what made the leggings so distinct, Kinney simply said it's a guy wearing women leggings. A photo obtained by the Post shows the suspect walking on a sidewalk near the hotel wearing light color leggings, a tan jacket, and dark hoodie in a beanie. Several wellness calls were made to the front desk throughout the evening for Denise, who law enforcement sources previously told the Post may have been at the hotel working as a prostitute. One employee did walk into the room despite a do not disturb sign on the handle but quickly left after seeing Denise covered by a blanket on the floor. Didn't think anything of it, went back downstairs thinking that the woman was lying asleep on the floor, Kenny said. Her body was only discovered the following morning after an additional wellness call was made and her 18-year-old son filed a missing person request in Jackson Heights. A cause of death has not been determined, but after finding bits of plastic embedded in Denise's head, investigators believe the bloody iron was one of the meths that was used to kill her. The New York City medical examiners ruled her death a homicide, with her cause of death being compression of the neck and blunt head trauma. Although investigators had not identified the man in the leggings, they have used extensive video to track down a person of interest who they are following through credit card transactions in the subway system. The person of interest has been using his own credit card to buy meals and Metro cards, not Denise, according to Kenny. Whether Denise was a sex worker is also not clear. She hasn't appeared in any New York City Vice-related investigation, but police are unsure what her profession may have been, according to Kenny. Denise, who has no arrest history, stayed for several nights each month at the Soho 54 Hotel going back about a year, sources said. She's also to believe have been working for a man in Manhattan who she communicated with on WhatsApp. She was also working for us to give us the best life in this country. She also had money to cover anything in the house, her son Edwin said last week. She didn't owe no one money to anybody. According to the team, Denise appeared nervous in the days leading up to her death. In the week before, she was like sad. She was so nervous and she was worried. Denise had moved to New York from Ecuador, the outlet says. She's been living with her son, nephew, while her parents and a younger son stay in South America. Now, here's my problem. When I first covered this story, they didn't have no leads. They finally get leads about what happened to this young lady. They quick to assume the man in the picture is a Caucasian man wearing her leggings. So the first thing that came out of their mouth was that she was a sex worker. Y'all heard them say that. She was a prostitute. But then turned around and said, we don't really have no evidence or anything to state that she really was a prostitute or a sex worker. You know, we don't have nothing to really claim this is what she was doing. So this was made as an assumption that she was working as a prostitute. My question is that assumption made because why isn't a Caucasian man with her that has nothing to do with her, I guess is what they're saying. So he blatantly killed her and put her clothes on. This just sickened me just now. I'm gonna be honest. This just sickened me. You know, instead of y'all just saying that y'all want to find this man for killing this woman, and no one knew why she was really at this hotel. You know, y'all labeled her as a prostitute with no evidence. You know, instead of saying this is something bad that happened to her and we hope to find this animal that killed her, because if it was anybody else, that's exactly what y'all would have said. We hope to find this animal. We're doing everything we can to find this animal that killed her. You know, because she's a Latino woman, you know, she has to be a prostitute. Like, oh, I hate these narratives. I hate these narratives of when people get killed, instead of you finding out what really happened, stop making these assumptions about why they was there or what they were doing there. So, yeah, I had to recover this case, because this, after I was sent that, I was very disgusted by that. Please give a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, app, where this podcast at. Please share. Call me at sb76672@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://wordpress.com. Follow me on SoIn.ia9795, Instagram, SoInstagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. TJVUCLAIN, Black Girl in Marriage, King Flex, SoundCloud, Female Reform Adventure Tour. And y'all have a blessed morning, because it's morning now. Because when I just got this update, it just really pissed me off.